Well, I hate repeating myself, but I'm going to anyway. I don't hate it that much. It's the best time of the day because that's the time when we speak to the food maven, Arthur Schwartz. Is that right?
Good morning or afternoon or perhaps evening.
Oh, who used to say that? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Mm-hmm. Who used to say that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Paul
Harvey? That was the beginning of a bit, a comic bit.
Oh, really? Who was it?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know either.
Oh, okay.
I thought maybe it was Paul.
So then let's talk about cabbage.
The rest of the story.
Again.
I used to follow Paul Harvey when I was on WOR.
Paul Harvey as in the devil?
Paul Harvey as in the broadcaster.
Yes, he did a wonderful piece on the devil.
He wrote a wonderful piece on the devil?
He did a wonderful radio broadcast on the devil. Did you ever hear it?
Oh, I never heard it.
It is
probably
fantastic.
Out there somewhere. I could probably still listen.
Oh, it's still there. You can find it.
I was way more of a Gene Shepherd person. He was my god when I was the kid. And I used to sneak listening to him by having the radio under the covers. I'm sure I'm not the only one who did that. So my parents wouldn't know I was up late. Anyway, this has nothing to do with what I want to talk about today, which is coleslaw. You may not know that the word is Dutch. New York, I always thought because it's Dutch and New York is so Dutch and still is quite Dutch in many ways, that it was a New York-y thing. But obviously coleslaw is national. I don't think there's a part of the country where they don't make coleslaw. As I said last week, I think cabbage is the new kale. People are finally recognizing what a healthy vegetable it is. Plus, it's cheap. Plus, it holds up for a long time. You can have a head of cabbage in your refrigerator for a couple weeks before you eat it. I mean, it's a good storage vegetable. And also, at this time of the year, there is not a lot out there, but there's always cabbage. So, coleslaw, you ask, where's the ugly word slaw comes from? It comes from the Dutch, because in Dutch, the word is koelsla, and it means cabbage salad. Now, kool, C-O-L-E, is a word used variously for various members of the Bracha family, including kohlrabi.
That would have been my guess, kohlrabi. So,
kohlrabi.
Okay, now I got it.
And other ones in the family are broccoli, in its various forms, because there's more than one kind of broccoli. But cabbage is such a staple, I feel, that I think you should have a bunch of recipes for cabbage, which I do. And I do make coleslaw. I always think of it as a convenience food, because you can go to a deli or a supermarket and buy already made coleslaw. But we are particular here, and we have not lately found a coleslaw in our neighborhood that we like enough to eat it. So I've been making coleslaw. Now, Mr. Harned, for whom I cook, does not like overly crunchy coleslaw. So I've tried several methods when making coleslaw to see that the cabbage is tender enough for his delicate teeth. And I've discovered that most of the methods you read about don't work. I've salted it. I've vinegared it. The only thing that makes it a little more tender, the thing that makes it tender, period, is to cut the cabbage very, very thin. If you have a mandolin, it's great. If you don't have a mandolin, there is a food processor blade, I do believe, that will cut shred pretty thin. I sometimes use, when I've decided that I want to schlep it out of the closet, I have a meat slicer. And I would say that a lot of delis, if they make their own coleslaw, will use the meat slicer to cut it very fine. And then, of course, you have carrot. We put this in mainly for the color.
Right, that would actually make sense. That would make more sense than sitting there with a hand grater.
I can cut things very, very thin, and I enjoy doing it. And so the second thing is letting it sit for a while. Coleslaw will hold up a number of days, if not weeks. Days is good. And after a day or two in the refrigerator, the cabbage will tenderize somewhat. Of course, I use a good amount of vinegar in my dressing. I use apple cider vinegar these days.
Right.
And the vinegar helps to soften the cabbage. And salt draws out moisture from the cabbage. So in the end, this heavily mayonnaised dressing gets somewhat watered down by both the cabbage juice, so to speak, and just sitting there. So, you know, sort of macerating. I like coleslaw a lot, and I like having it in the house because it goes with so many things. And when I don't have another vegetable, it's really handy. I put in about, for a 2-pound head of cabbage, which I cut into quarters. You remove the sort of leathery outer leaves, if it has any. You know, I see cabbage in the store that the outside leaves are taken off because they're getting all wilty, but the inside is still good. So anyway, whatever you have, don't use too many of the darker green leaves on the outside because they're very tough. And then cut the cabbage in half through the root end, and then cut it in quarters through the root end. And now you can very easily cut out the core, which I don't use. I mean, you could if you slice it super thin or dice it or something, but it's pretty tough. So I just take it out. And then each quarter, with my knife, I slice as thin as I possibly can across the wedge, meaning if you have the outside leaves towards you, then the inside leaves to be the wedge. And you cut it as thin as possible, and I would say a 2-pound head of cabbage, which is a small to medium head of cabbage, you're going to need at least a cup of dressing. So you mix together a cup of mayonnaise. I'll get to the mayonnaise part in a minute. And the mayonnaise. And for a cup of mayonnaise, I would use at least 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, maybe a little more.
Okay.
Now, I like the taste of celery seed, and it's definitely something I grew up, you know, eating. I think the delicatessen that we bought our coleslaw from in Brooklyn, put celery seed in the, and that is classic American / Dutch / German coleslaw. Now, I went to do this just the other day and realized my celery seed was too old and it didn't even have much aroma. Let me say, fresh celery seed should have a strong celery aroma, and it won't give all of its flavor up to the coleslaw unless it sits for a day. So for a cup of mayonnaise, 2 to 3 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, I would use at least a half a teaspoon, let's say a rounded half teaspoon of celery seed. You may want to salt and pepper that again after you've tossed it all. And I would use 1 or 2 carrots shredded on the coarse side of a four-sided grater. Plus, if you want, some green pepper cut into very fine strips if you have the patience, or you can dice it. And what else? Green pepper. You might want to use red pepper, too. You know, make it colorful. Oh, you could use, instead of a whole 2-pound head of white cabbage, green cabbage, whatever color you want to call it, you can put in a wedge of red cabbage. That always gives it nice color. And also, it's a little sweet. I like it. And the vinegared mayonnaise, that dressing you're putting on, will keep the cabbage red and not, it won't turn blue. So that's basic, all American coleslaw.
All right. So for a basic non mayo type.
Yeah, non mayo. I think I don't know if I actually gave a recipe, but this all started when there was a crossword puzzle clue. Now I don't even remember if it was the red part that was missing or the slaw part that was missing, but the answer was red slaw, and I didn't know what that was. And it ends up, it's a non-mayonnaise-dressed coleslaw made in a small part of, now I'm forgetting, North Carolina or South Carolina, a place after the election the other day. I guess it's a place I'm never going to go again. Any case, didn't look, it wasn't a pretty picture for South Carolina. In any case, not to be political, I'm just talking about demographics. In any case, that slaw is addressed with a ketchup-based dressing instead of a mayonnaise-based dressing. And then...
Can I get a neither-based?
Can you get a what? Yes, you can. I'm going to talk. Okay. So there was a salad I grew up with that I never see anymore called Greek salad, which is not what you think, because I'm sure it had nothing to do with Greece. It was this sweet and sour cabbage salad, slaw, if you want to say, and it was garnished with black Greek olives and pickled herring. Now, the Greek olives, of course, were Greek, but the herring, I'm not sure herring is particularly Greek. I'm pretty sure it's not. But it was very Jewish appetizing store, and that's where you bought this. You know, a place like Russ and Daughters, which is, it's not the only one left, but that's the prototype for so many places. Well, not so many, there aren't so many. But any place that sells pickled fish would might have this. Now, at the Second Avenue Deli, the original Second Avenue Deli, not the reincarnation we have now, maybe they still serve this. There was a salad that Abe Liebowol, who was the founder and owner of Second Avenue Deli, called health salad. It was basically the sweet and sour Greek salad stripped of herring and olives, so it was just a slaw. And it was put, you know, it was put on the table when you sat down, as right. In so many delicatessens, there would be a bucket of pickles on the table. There would be a bucket of some kind of slaw, very often a slaw like I'm going to tell you now. And what else was on the table?
What were those things called? I'm picturing the silver, you know, they had little, each well, there were like five of them sometimes. And they had different, they're not condiments, but they were different slaws or this or that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I know what you mean. Not five, I think it was three.
Four, three, whatever.
Whatever, exactly.
I know is that when we sat down, that's where my dad started.
Yeah, well, everybody. Yeah, those are the things you nibbled on
while
you contemplated what you were going
to
order.
We need more nibbles.
We need more. Well,
right, never mind.
Reluctant to give things away these days.
All right. You're right.
Nowadays,
it's been the cost, but
often charge for the nibbles.
There wasn't.
Yeah. So anyway, there are all kinds of slaw, and another one that I remember, and I must say, I just this morning looked at the recipe for the Second Avenue Deli's health salad. I put the word health in quotes. It's anything but healthy if you look at the recipe, because it's loaded with sugar.
Right.
It's the sweet and sour thing based on basically sugar and vinegar and a few other things.
Yeah. All I'm looking for is I don't love the sugar, and
I don't want the sugar,
mayo
period.
Consistency, so I don't know. There must be a Dijon slaw of some sort. And
Dijon. Is what I wanted to say. You can, you know, the wonderful thing about coleslaw is you can play with it a lot.
Right.
And, you know, it's a cheap ingredient, too. So, you know, if it disappoints you, your creation disappoints you, it's not a total loss. You didn't waste a lot of expensive ingredients. Just don't make, if you're trying to invent something new, I think, this is how I go about it, I would not make a huge amount of it at first. Maybe you want to take a quarter of a head of cabbage and make a little slaw, a little creative slaw, and then decide if you want to make it in larger quantity. I mean, truthfully, if it's not dressed with mayonnaise, which is a very fattening ingredient, I mean, it's basically fat, you're adding fat, you know, it's a very healthy thing. And don't put too much sugar in. Here's one that I did just a few months ago, and I liked it. I'm not sure why I haven't done it again, but I made a tahini dressing And by the way, if you don't have tahini in your cupboard, which I always do, you can use peanut butter the same way. You know, dilute the peanut butter or the tahini dressing, the tahini out of the can or jar with some vinegar and hot pepper, or not so hot pepper, not so much hot pepper.
Right, and then don't forget there are
soy sauce. Pardon me?
Ume plum vinegar is not Japanese. It's a very good salty taste that doesn't have the vinegar like sliced across your throat taste.
Well,
so there's you're right.
I happen to like vinegar.
There's all sorts of.
I happen to like vinegar. Anyway, you make up a dressing.
You
have to add a little water to that,
right?
Because it seizes up once you add the an acid.
Oily.
Well, you could use lemon juice instead of vinegar in this. There are a lot of ways to go with this, and I must say I did like the ketchup, the red slaw. We ate it all up, and it was a big head of cabbage, and it went with a number of things, and I found it handy to have in the refrigerator, and I didn't and because it was ketchup and not mayonnaise, I didn't feel guilty about it, you know, because the mayonnaise, I must say, is very fat. I'm looking now. I just bought this the other day, and I haven't used it yet, but I've tasted it. Avocado mayonnaise. Now, the reason I bought this is there is oil, some commercial brands of traditional mayonnaise, like my favorite Hellmann's, and even Duke's, which is very trendy now, but is the ordinary mayonnaise of the South. And then there's Best Mayonnaise, which is the same thing as Hellmann's. It's just that's the name out west. In any case, they're made with oils that I probably shouldn't be eating too much of. So and avocado oil is much better for you than soybean and, I don't know, what's the other oil they make mayonnaise with? It actually says on this, very proudly says on this jar somewhere, what it's not made with. You know, I always say it's not made with soy or canola oil, and it's made with cage-free eggs. Well, anyway, I wanted to taste it, and you know what? It's very good. I like it. It's very tangy. This brand is Chosen Foods Classic Mayo with 100% avocado oil. It does not taste like avocados. But it's apparently a much better oil for you.
Avocado is actually not a bad idea. What if you could take avocado and kind of make mayo out of it, and put that wrap that.
Well,
on
you could. Mean a whole avocado?
I don't know about a whole.
I mean the pulp of an avocado to make a dressing with.
Yeah,
I'm sure you can.
Why not? Just use that as your base, so that.
That's an idea. I'm not so experimental, you know.
I
don't know. I'm just thinking about the green color.
Right.
I'm not sure I want that.
No, you're right. But
you know,
if you put it on red,
really
it wouldn't be
gunky,
terrible.
To use a polite word that I just
red cabbage.
I don't know about that.
I
do know about one I tried that works. A few years ago on a carb-free diet or day anyway, I decided that the dressing I use from Bert Green's recipe for ziti salad, the famous July 4th recipe, that dressing, which I love, would be great on coleslaw. And it wasn't the same, let me say, because the ingredients in the macaroni salad are, you know, there's tomato, there's sweet pepper, whatever, a pickle juice. Well, I use the pickle juice. Anyway, it was good. Wasn't the same, but it was a change. And that dressing was made half mayonnaise and half sour cream.
Right.
And I do like that combination, which even though sour cream is a high-fat food, it's nowhere near as high-fat as mayonnaise, which is basically just emulsified oil.
What does it make mayonnaise so high-fat?
It's made of fat. It's emulsified oil.
Oh.
That's what mayonnaise is. It adds eggs, you know, for the eggs are the emulsifier, the thing that makes the oil go in suspension, into suspension. I don't want to describe the chemistry here because I'm sure I'll get it wrong.
No, it doesn't matter. I just, kind of cracks me up.
I'm looking at this jar here, the avocado one. It's 100 calories a tablespoon. I mean, that's oil.
Yeah.
I'm sure the first ingredient is avocado oil, of course. Second is filtered water. Then egg yolks, which, of course, are high fat, too. Whole eggs. They use distilled white vinegar.
Yeah.
Mustard. And they give the ingredients for the mustard. Salt and rosemary. Oh, rosemary extract is interesting. It's something used in products like this as an antioxidant, freshness. The other one is in cured products, celery. I forget what's in celery that aids in curing other things, but some biologist out there will tell me. Maybe, I hope.
Well, I will say that doesn't sound objectionable over in this quadrant.
I like mayonnaise, so you can't go by me. And I always say the dirty secret of southern Italy, everybody thinks of as tomato country, is that they love mayonnaise even more.
Well, how could they? I mean, again, when you break down the ingredients, I'm sorry, what's not to like?
Well, I accept that if you're watching your fat, you have to be careful with this. The other mayonnaise thing that I love, but not even as much as Bob Harned does, is what we call in the U.S. Russian salad. But in Russia, it's called salad Olivier, because it was created by a Belgian chef in Russia, and his name is Olivier. And that is mayonnaise with diced carrots cooked, peas cooked, diced potato cooked, and usually ham, but it could be chicken, some protein, other than hard-boiled eggs, although I've had it with hard-boiled egg, too. And it's all about the mayonnaise. And here's a little trick I learned, speaking of the southern Italians' love of mayonnaise. By the way, they make Russian salad. Insalata russa. You go into any supermarket, they sell it in Italy. I went to the Soviet Union back in the 80s, and in those days, it was one of the few things that Russians really ate because it's all ingredients that were easily obtained, even in Soviet Russia. And you go into a restaurant, and the tables were set with bowls of salad Olivier, which was really gross because sitting on the table, they would all get browned over, you know, the mayonnaise turns color. By the way, mayonnaise gets a bad rap as being the culprit in the summer from food poisoning, from being left out in the sun. But in fact, mayonnaise is more of a preservative than it is a bacterial growth petri dish, you know. It has a strong acidic edge, so that helps preserve things. But we got off the track of cabbage and coleslaw, and I was going to one more coleslaw that I only rediscovered this morning. I was looking at my book New York City Food because I wanted to share Abe Liebowitz's health slaw, but the fact is it's so unhealthy. I think the recipe had like a half a cup of sugar in it, that I instead want to give you a Chinese coleslaw called Mrs. Fan's Cabbage. This was served on the table like you would at a deli, in a bucket on the table, at a restaurant called Auntie Yuan. I don't know if you remember this place. It opened in 1983, and closed by 1987. But it really changed, for a time anyway, Chinese dining in New York City, because it was very dramatic, a black, white, and red room, which was decorated with these huge, Chinese... brush paintings done by the owner, David Kay, K-E-H, and every table had a pin spot over it, the days of the pin spot in the 80s. And so it was very, when you walked in, very dramatic. And they would put this slaw on the table for you to nibble while you decided what to eat. And it's made with Napa cabbage, which every supermarket carries these days. It even wasn't even exotic in the early 80s, but it was pretty common. And this is, you take off the top third of the Napa, which is the green, leafier part, and use it for something else. And the paler part, you slice across the leaves into very fine shreds, and or not so fine shreds, and then you make a dressing of with chopped coriander leaves. We call that cilantro. A tablespoon of garlic, salt. I would say a good heaping teaspoon of salt. And only a teaspoon of sugar. You just want to take a little edge off the vinegar part. And if you want an MSG, the original recipe, which I got from the manager of the restaurant, Ed Schoenfeld, a Jewish guy who was the host of this Chinese restaurant and also gave ideas. Ed was always giving ideas. And that's why David Kay, sort of like in a New York deli, put this salad out as they would a health salad in a Jewish deli. Now, the original recipe calls for a tablespoon of dried shrimp, which you can buy in a Chinese grocery. Easy. It's a common ingredient. Actually, some supermarkets even carry it these days. But you want to grind them up in a mortar and pestle. And you only need a couple tablespoons at the most for a nice head of Napa cabbage. And some scallions, and a few, as much as a bunch of scallions, I would say, finely sliced. And you dress it with lemon juice and some sesame oil. It's really good. I would say the juice of at least one lemon, maybe more lemon, two lemons, because I like it a little acidic. And a couple tablespoons of sesame oil. Toss it all together. And it holds up pretty well, but it's better to dress it just before you serve it than it is to do it way ahead, as you do with green cabbage. So that's right. I'll change from the subject of cabbage next week, I promise.
Yeah, this is, and look, you know, we just, it's almost as though there could be a part three, but we're not going to.
No, it's enough for me.
We're done. But it's,
at least for the moment. But you know what? You can never eat too much cabbage.
Yeah, I know.
It's practically no calories. It's full of fiber. It has antioxidants.
Where they use what?
I didn't say anything beyond antioxidants.
You know those recipes where they use like shredded raw Brussels sprout, make cabbage out of that?
You know what? I don't like it.
Okay, good.
I've done it. I've even bought it at my around the corner fancy grocery.
No,
they make it. People love it. I can't take it.
I understand. All right, just checking.
No. I do make broccoli as a salad.
That's different.
Yeah, I steam the broccoli florets.
The first
and just
first
toss
word.
It with my good olive oil, salt. Truthfully, that's all I need. But if you put some lemon juice or vinegar on it, it couldn't hide. All right. We're not eating any of this today, by the way.
What?
We're not eating any of these things today.
Okay.
I managed to buy some unbelievably good asparagus for $1.99 a pound.
Well, that's good.
I cooked them yesterday, half of them yesterday, and today I'll cook the other half. I'm not sure exactly what we're going to do with them, but these are the pencil-y asparagus. So I just sautéed them yesterday. And they're very good that way, especially if you want to eat them with macaroni. We'll see. Anyway.
All right.
Next week.
Well, I'm hungry
who knows?
Again. And yes.
Yes.
Arthur Schwartz, the food maven. And we will talk to you next week.
Jill Goodman, the radio maven.